Hello, Cyclone Nation. It's Chris Williams from Dallas at the Big 12 Football Media Days. Our Media Day coverage is presented by our friends at the Iowa Clinic. I've been an ongoer of the Iowa Clinic Men's Center for going on 5 years now. It's going to be that time. You know what I do? Because I love my family, I love my daughter, I want to be there when I'm older, get that annual physical. And I always do it right before football season. It's just a reminder for me. It's an easy thing to do. Be a man, go to the doctor. Be a dad, go to the doctor. Check out the Iowa Clinic Men's Center today. Also, presenting coverage for our football, or presenting sponsor for our football coverage, that is, all season long, is the Iowa Pork Producers. We love it when you guys tweet in those pictures of you and your family smoking pork and doing all that good stuff. Check that out. We retweet them all the time. Send them in to us. The Iowa Pork Producers love seeing you guys enjoy their products. We're down here at the Big 12 Media Days today, and man, we have a lot of great stuff coming your way. I've been hanging out with the Cyclones for about the past hour or so, and want to give you guys a couple of interviews, and we'll start on the offensive side of the football. I had the opportunity to talk with not only Iowa State's stud running back David Montgomery, but also quarterback Kyle Kemp. You'll see that Kyle is a lot more open this year. He was a great interview. I think you guys will really enjoy it. We'll hear those interviews now, starting with Montgomery. David, I was talking to Coach Campbell a couple weeks ago, and I was complaining to him about the fumble call in the Liberty Bowl, and he said it was a good thing. It got you all fired up for the offseason. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's very accurate. First off, it was a fumble. I should have held onto the ball, but can't let that happen. Almost cost the team the game. So, but it did fire me up for offseason. But just being able to play for these guys allows me to take pride in those type of things. So I took pride in it. I didn't cry and whine about it. I just figured out a different way before I can get better. So continue to work hard now and just make sure it doesn't happen again.
The running back room seems really interesting, full of different characters and different types of backs. How would you describe it to somebody not familiar with that group?
One big happy family. It's amazing. Just the essence in the room, just the relationship we all have. It's an amazing relationship. We always keep each other going. There's no top dog in the room. We're all, you know, the same level, same top dog. Everybody in the room does something different, and they're great at what they do. So I think I have one of the best, if not the best running back room in the nation right now. So.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys, to piggyback off of that, there's really no ego in there. Seems like everybody's really rooting for each other, and even from, you know, Ken A being out last year and coming back, you seem really happy for him to be back. I mean, describe that.
Yeah, like I said, it's a family, so we never really want each other to have a downfall in any matter. So just to be able to have each other backs like that, you know, it's not really a competition in the room. It's all love. It's all love. So we're trying to get each other better. When I'm doing something wrong, each and every one of those boys would be the first one to tell me that I'm doing something wrong, as well I would do with them. So it's just a family. It's an amazing room to be in.
How nice will it be to have Ken A back this year?
We'll finally have the fastest man back on our team. So I just know it sucks in conditioning because I had to run right next to him. And knowing he can sprint, and I got to sprint right next to him. But it's okay. I'll get better with it.
Yeah. When you were growing up, who was your favorite running back? Who'd you look up to?
ED. I like ED. I love Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders is a bad man. Eric Dickerson. So elusive, so long. I don't know how somebody can move that way he did, but he's one of my favorite running backs too.
So you had to go back and like seeking these guys out on like NFL films or something, weren't you? Or YouTube, or how were you watching those guys?
I was a pretty nosy kid, so I figured it out. I just made sure I did my research on those guys and, you know, just kind of watch how they play and see if I can, you know, take a little bit out of their game.
When you sit down and watch the NFL on Sundays now, who's your guy?
Oh, I like Kareem Hunt, and I like Le'Veon Bell. They're my two top twos.
Not surprised to hear you say Kareem Hunt with your connections.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt, he's a great running back. So,
have you ever talked to him?
I have not, but we're supposed to be talking here soon. So.
Okay. So what's you had a great year last year, but how does that Iowa State rushing game take the next step in 2018?
Well, I had an okay year, but
I thought it was a pretty good year.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. But I think it takes a big step for us as a team and as an offense, is being able to say we can run the ball, which is cool. It helps our passing game. And, I got some of the best wide receivers in the nation, too, so it's like, if you be able to throw it up to them big guys. And then we got a productive line right now that's working their tails off right now and straining so that they can be better. It's amazing. So I'm excited.
When an outsider looks at Iowa State, they'll say, well, they lost Lazard. The wide receivers might take a step back, but it certainly doesn't seem like the people inside of the program. I mean, Allen was great, no question, but it seems like you guys are really confident in that group.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we lost Lazard, but we gained Matt Eaton, mm-hmm. Akeem Butler, Tariq Milton, Deshante Jones, Landon Akers, Jalen Martin. So it's like Allen was a great piece, a big piece. But we got big pieces everywhere, so.
Sounds like Milton can really play.
Oh, he can run. Him and Deshante, pretty shifty guys, and they can run. Deshante is a shifty guy.
What about the line? It seems like it kind of took Coach a few years to get the right number of guys in there, but it seems like a group that you don't really know who will start necessarily, but there's at least options there.
Yeah, we definitely do have options. You know, no one has a certified spot. I don't have a certified spot. I mean, that's just how it goes. Just goes to who knows what they know, who can be trusted. So our old line is they've been working their tails off. I'm excited for those guys. Julian Good-Jones has been the leader, you know, the general of that group. And he's been making sure he get those guys right, and they take a lot of pride in what they do now. And Coach Campbell being behind the offensive line, being able to coach those guys, you know, makes everything a whole lot more confident as well. So I think we'll have a great O-line this year.
How would you describe, to somebody who doesn't know Coach, what's it like playing for Matt Campbell?
He's selfless. He's a very selfless person. But he'll never let you know that you're as good as you think you are, which means a lot. You know, it takes away from ego. He cares. You know, he's a family-oriented man. It's not like you go to a different university and these coaches, you know, can't even have meetings with their players. But Coach Campbell's door is always open for us to walk in, whether he's there or not. You can leave a note. If he is there, he can sit down and talk to him for hours about anything. He'll be there, you know, just to be an ear, you know. So just to be able to have that kind of relationship and have that kind of coach running this team, it means a lot as well.
It's interesting, David, that because two or three of your answers here, you keep going back to finding ways to motivate yourself. Where does that drive come from?
I'd say my mom. Yeah. Just being, you know, we didn't have a lot. As you know, just a lot of like a lot of college athletes or college football players. You know, you don't have a lot, but you kind of take it what it is. You just, you know, play your cards that are dealt.
What's a day in the life of David Montgomery like? What time you get up? How much working out? I'm talking like off season, you know, the whole win in the dark thing, right? What's it like?
Well, so on Saturdays, I get up early. I get up late, actually. Saturdays is a long day, so I get up around 9, skill and drill at 10. I usually got a skill and drill at 12. After skill and drill, I'll watch film for about an hour. After that, I'll get treatment on my body, ice tub, cold tub. I go back home, play Fortnite for a couple of hours.
That's a big deal right now, the Fortnite.
It's a huge deal. Then I come back up to the burg probably like 11 to 12 o'clock at night and work out for a couple more hours. That'll be a Saturday.
All right, that was David Montgomery. What a fun kid. He's going to have a monster year. I'm excited about Kyle Kemp as well. He really impressed me today. Had a great conversation with him. You guys check it out. All right, Kyle, so I heard you telling the other guys you're up 15 pounds this offseason. Mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
Been eating, Coach.
What are you eating?
It's really been the big thing. You know, I would say I'm eating consistently. I'm trying to fit in 5 to 6 meals a day. The weight or the work I've been putting into the weight room, Coach Wade does a phenomenal job. A part of last year was just the fact that when we got in the season, like my weight did take a hit. So for me, it's just maintaining it, and I'm at a point now where I know what I need to do during the season to keep that weight up. But, you know, I feel great physically. You know, I'm at a very different point than I was last year, though.
Was it a deal, too, where you kind of had to take some live bullets in a game to fully understand the nutrition and size aspect for you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. A lot of the hits I took weren't terrible, except the injury one I took was just a freak way I landed on my shoulder. But in terms of like me being able to shed some tackles in the pocket, like, that's a big thing for me.
You said you also said something over there about how it was hard for you to like talk to the media and stuff like that last year. Do you feel more comfortable as a vocal guy this year?
I feel a lot more comfortable talking to media, really talking to the team too. It doesn't scare me anymore getting up in front of the guys. More so just me being comfortable in my own skin, not even the fact that I'm starting now and like I have that respect, but
yeah.
Just that's a big growing point for me. That'll be a big confidence thing for me too going forward.
Was that just a mental hurdle, like a social hurdle for you that you had to get over? Walk me through that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've always been like that. I've been naturally shy growing up. So, public speaking is a thing that I'm not really good with. But I've also moved around a bunch in life. So I've had to deal with I had two different high schools. I had three different colleges. Like, I've had to meet a ton of different people. So, once I kind of break the ice, I feel good. But in front of the media and in front of the teams, like, my nerves do get to me. So, and then, like, I get nervous before games too, but that's just a normal thing for me. And now I'm, like, really feeling like I'm growing into myself, though.
You don't seem nervous right now.
No, like one-on-one's good. More open stuff is just a little different. But I've gotten a lot better with that.
Have you got up in anybody's grill yet? Is the leader? Have you, like, gotten any wide receiver's face or anything like that?
I'm not like a get-in-your-face type of guy. I think leadership, like, you have to approach all types of players different ways. Everyone's a different leader. I know what I can say to guys. We have guys on our team that are really vocal, and we'll do stuff like that on the offense and defense. But for me, like, I want to always be someone that, I can get on a guy, but I'm not going to, tear into him. I'm getting on him because I know he can be better. And he knows that I have his back, and, like, I'm coming to him just so he knows I have his support. But at the same time, like, he knows that our expectation is a lot higher than what it used to be.
Okay, so you put on the weight, you seem more comfortable in your own skin, to use your words. Football-wise, how did you need to get better in the offseason? What were you working on?
Needed to improve. The thing I'd say last year is we didn't have a ton of explosive plays out of the pass game. In the spring, we did work, on the deep ball quite a bit, I would say, and that's something that we've been continuing to work on in the spring, or in the summer. Breaking in new receivers, Akeem played a lot last year, but he transitioned back to the outside. Matt played quite a bit last year, too. And we have some young guys in the fold, too, that'll get a lot of time this year. So I think it's also getting back to our fundamentals. What we did last year, we, towards the end of the season, and this happens with everyone, like, you kind of get away from your fundamentals. So for us to really hammer that home, and then for me to come back and look through a year of film, what was it like the first game? What was it like the last game? What was I doing correctly? Footwork was a big thing for me, too. Really cleaning up my weight transfer, my throws, that's been a big thing for me.
I think nationally, Kyle, people would look at you guys and go, oh, well, Lazard's gone. The wide receivers are going to take a hit. I feel like internally, though, you guys have a really solid group there. What have you seen from that group of guys throughout the summer?
Yeah, they've recruited really well at that position in general. But I think we have five or six guys that will play this year. Hopefully getting up to six or seven during camp. We have some freshmen that could play, I think. It's just a deep group. I think everyone brings something different to the table. Hakeem's going to be the featured guy. Matt's going to be a huge part of it. A guy like Landon Akers, Jalen Martin, Tariq Milton, Deshante Jones, like, all these guys are going to get touches. And then we have a really deep running back group as well, so how are we going to use them in the pass game? We have tight ends that are coming back this year. You're going to see that featured a lot more. We have three guys that could play.
Yeah, tight end seems like a group that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've been watching some film from last year, and Hakeem kind of played in that passing game tight end role a little bit last year, right?
Yeah, so when we got our offense kind of to where we had our bread and butter formula for the year, Hakeem was playing that Y spot. We were pretty much running a four wide because Hakeem did a phenomenal job also blocking out of those sets. But then when we go our tight end sets, it was typically in a wing back, and we'd have a couple of our tight ends rotate in there. But in terms of the pass game, they were never involved in it. And so this year, with Allen gone, and you'll see Hakeem back in there a couple times as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like they need to be a big part of the pass game, and I think they're ready to be a part of the pass game too. We have a very young, talented group that has a you know, potentially do a lot of things this year.
What's it like lining up next to David Montgomery, watching all that up close?
He keeps me on my toes because he'll be running one way and I'll be booting the other way, and then he'll cut back, you know, 40 yards downfield. It's phenomenal. He's a great leader. He works his tail off. He's one of the hardest working guys on the team. He's great on the field too. He demands excellence out of everybody. And he's probably one of the hardest guys to bring out in college football.
I watched the Liberty Bowl over the weekend, and that the fumble still makes me sick. How much does he talk about that, the fumble that may or may not have been there in the Liberty Bowl?
He never talks about it. That's a pass play. He's focused completely on this season.
Your coach told me that fueled him, though, in the offseason. It got him fired up.
As much as he doesn't talk about it, I know he's thinking about it. I know he's ready. He's definitely ready because he's probably mad that his season ended on that last year. So I know he's fired up for the first game.
That's Kyle Kemp. Good stuff from the two of the leaders on Iowa State's offense. Thanks to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center for sponsoring our Big 12 Media Day coverage. We'll have a lot more coverage on CycloneFanatic.com and the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network all week long from here in Dallas.